Good morning, 8:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing good. So it's a busy time of year, of course. We got your Niwala shirt on.
I do.
And it looks like you have a big scroll, like it's like ancient Egypt or something. You got your big old...
big calendar.
Yeah, it's like a scroll. You should roll that up and carry it around.
I should, a little string around.
Yeah.
So this is actually the calendar that we give out at First Friday, and it's two-sided, and that's what it takes to get October and November activities on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I think Denise had the smaller version of that, and she said, boy, I don't think they can make this font any smaller.
I know. Well, that's why we had to stretch it out on big paper, because... we would have to get the magnifying glass out. But that's a good problem when you have so many things happening in the community that you need big sheets of paper for the community calendar.
Yeah.
And this calendar is actually on our website. So if somebody wants to download that, you can go onto our website and then scroll down to the bottom, and all of the flyers about things I'm going to talk about are on there, and then as well as the calendars, and you can just click and save and... then you too will have the calendar.
Good deal.
So this is one of the shirts that you can get at Niwala headquarters in downtown Independence. They have lots of attire for both men, women, children, babies, lots of home decor, all things Niwala. So you asked.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I went straight to Niwala headquarters when I got back to town, and I said, I have to have this pennant he's talking about. And I said, I didn't see one on Saturday. I had been in the headquarters, but I did not see this. And they walked over and over in a corner. This was the last one.
You're kidding. My gosh. So we're going to put it up.
Here, yeah.
That's
great. You
better
put it up, because next week we're going to have Niwala in studio.
Yeah.
So Sabrina Overfield, who is the Niwala Generalissimo, will be here. So you're gonna have to find
Absolutely.
A great place for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Okay, so lots of things are happening. Ghost Stories in the Park is tonight at 7 o'clock in the Hilly Band Shell. The library is sponsoring that. And so yes, I was looking at our big calendar, and I wanted to make sure. I'm like, how can we already be at the 10th? It just feels like the days are just clicking on by. But this is a busy week. So we have the candidate forum this week, and it will be on Wednesday at the Civic Center, starting at 5:30. So I want everybody to know that the ICC Board of Trustees forum will start at 5:30. And each candidate will be given an opportunity to do an opening statement. And then each of the candidates will be asked a couple of questions, maybe even three if we have time. And then they'll do a closing statement. And that will wrap up the ICC Board of Trustees. At 6:35, we're estimating we will start the USD 446 Board of Education. If we get off schedule, we will not start early. We possibly might be 5 minutes off later, but we will not start early so that everybody will be able to attend the sessions that they're interested in attending, or they can come for the entire event. USD 446 will start at 6:35 with the same format, and then the last section will be the Independent City Commission candidates. That will start at 7:45. There are only three running for two positions there, so they too will do an opening statement, answer some questions, closing statement, and be finished. So our moderator for the evening will be the Chamber Board of Directors Vice Chair of Public Affairs, Anthony Vaughn. And we're just reminding everybody to put Tuesday, November the 7th on your calendar. That's the day to vote. So
that's right.
This is a great way to not only hear the candidates speak, but also have an opportunity to ask some of the candidates questions after the event is over. We will not field questions from the audience during the forum, but we will allow people to have conversation with the candidates afterwards. So that's a great opportunity to visit with them. I mentioned last week that the farmers market is wrapping up. So the Thursday of the week before Niwala is the 19th.
Yep.
And that will be the last day of the farmer's market, because after that, Niwala will kick in and everybody's focus will change and the weather's going to change and the items available will change as well as we're wrapping up the season. So that gives you three farmer's markets left: this Thursday, Saturday, and the following Thursday. So make sure you put those on your calendar. And then Thursday as well, we have Business After Hours, and this one's going to be a lot of fun. So it's being sponsored by Commercial Bank and Quality Toyota. It will be at 501 North Penn Avenue, which is at Commercial Bank, right down the street from the Chamber office. And Business After Hours starts at 5 o'clock. $3 admission, lots of really good food, great door prizes, and then Toyota is going to be there with a fleet of 2024 cars, and you get a chance to test drive all of them. So it will be the Grand Highlander, the Tundra, the Sequoia, the Sienna, the Crown, and the Prius. So there's six cars, and so not only do you just get a visit and enjoy great food and networking and socialization, but you'll be able to jump in one of those cars, take a spin around the block, and try it out. So it'll be fun. And there's, like I said, there's going to be lots of really good prizes, so you don't want to miss out. So in front of Dickie's in downtown Independence, I noticed that Adam Hogsett, the new manager there, has decorated it all for Halloween. And last week, sorry, I've got something in my mouth.
Okay,
last week, Robbie Bell was playing live music, and she was outside on the patio. And so it was really nice. The weather was kind of crisp fall evening, and the decorations were very appropriate for the season, and everybody was outside enjoying that live music. So Brian Leedy is going to be playing live on Thursday evening at Dickie's Barbecue Pit starting at 6:30. So Business After Hours is from like 5 to 6, 6:30-ish. So then you can just stroll on downtown and enjoy the live music of Brian Leedy. And I don't know if he'll be inside or outside, but either way, it will be great musical entertainment. He's an amazing keyboardist and vocalist, and so plays lots of good music. The Central Park Sports Complex ribbon cutting is going to be Friday the 13th. So it's not an unlucky day. It's going to be a lucky day because we've got a lot of things happening on that day. So it will be down at North Park Boulevard and Sycamore Street. And those are the cross streets where the fitness court is located. Blue Cross Blue Shield helped us with a fitness court along with Labette Health, similar to the one that you guys have here in Coffeyville. And the ribbon cutting for that will be at 11:30. And Heather and Ryan Collett are going to be our MCs for that. And Ryan's going to be doing a demo of the fitness court to help everybody understand how to use it. There's a QR code on the fitness court. You can download the app, and it will walk you through the use of the fitness court at all different levels. So if you are a young person, athletic, in shape person, then you can go to the high level. If you're a senior citizen and you want to exercise but take it easy, there are exercises for those people as well and everybody in between. So after Ryan does a demo of the fitness court, then we're going to have a little mini fitness challenge. We're going to have a high school football player and an Independence firefighter, and they're going to do a little fitness challenge on each of the stations. Maybe, well, there's seven stations, so they might just do four or five of them. And then we're hoping that the Bulldog will be there and the Fire Pup, and so they will be cheering on the football player and the firefighter and making it fun. And so the whole community is invited down for that, because we'll be having hot dogs from Atmos Energy as well. So it's during the lunch hour. So come on down for that. Immediately following the fitness court ribbon cutting will be the groundbreaking for the Central Park Sports Complex. And that's super exciting that we're now putting the shovels in the ground. The machinery has been delivered, and work will start down at the ball field so that in some months we'll have phase one done, and then we'll start on phase two. And before we know it, we'll be talking about the beautiful new fitness, I mean, the
Central Park
Sports Complex in its entirety as a completed project. So we're excited about that. Zooloween is this weekend. So Zooloween is in the zoo and over by Monkey Island. And there's lots of different stations, community organizations, groups, clubs, all have little tables and different setups around the zoo. And you just walk around. It's kind of like trunk or treating. And you just walk around the zoo and experience kind of an early Halloween. And all the kids typically are dressed up, but it's sure not required. So if you just want to bring the kids out and leave the costumes at home, that is absolutely acceptable. Admission is a couple of dollars and for everybody. And it's from 5 to 7. So we just encourage everybody to get out and kind of get a jump start on the Halloween festivities. We have some ribbon cuttings coming up. So we will be cutting a ribbon for King's Bar and Game Room, and that will be on Tuesday the 17th. So that's next week at 5 o'clock. And then the following Thursday on the 19th, we will have Stone and Sage, a new store in downtown Independence at 216 North Penn Avenue. We'll be doing theirs right before the lunch hour at 11:30. So welcoming not only those two businesses to the Chamber of Commerce, but to the business community of Independence. So we're excited about that. Main Street does cash mobs. And what a cash mob is similar to a flash mob.
Mm-hmm.
And you gather together, and then we walk collectively to one of the retail stores in downtown. And then after we're done doing what I'm going to explain, they go eat at a selected restaurant too. So it's kind of a double whammy that night. So it's a good thing. So the cash mob will be on the 18th. So that's next week at 5 o'clock, and they will meet in downtown Independence at the corner of Penn Avenue and Myrtle. And they'll meet at, let me see, at noon. And so everybody will gather, and then we'll walk to whatever store, and when you participate in the cash mob, you just agree to spend around $10 in a store, so it does make a financial impact on the retailers, plus it's fun,
yeah.
And you get to do something with other people, and then you go eat afterwards, have lunch somewhere, and you know, you're not obligated to sit as a group, but you can just take your friend and go to the cash mob and then go have lunch together.
Sure. Yeah, someone who just need an excuse to go out and
that's right.
You know, go down to a store maybe you haven't gone to before.
Yes, absolutely. And then glow-in-the-dark golf, we've talked about this, they're wrapping up for the season. They're typically on the fourth Friday, but they moved up a week early because of Niwala. So it will be on the 20th. And you'll want to make sure that you take that in because that's your last chance, or at least you drive by and check it out. And then lastly, I just want to remind everyone that next week in studio, we'll have Generalissimo Sabrina Overfield, as I mentioned earlier. And she may or may not bring some guests with her, but she'll be in studio talking about all things Niwala. And then right after Niwala is Trunk or Treat. So we're still needing trunks. So please send me an email, make a phone call to the chamber, get on our website and fill out one of the forms. We know there's going to be over 1,000 kids down there. So we tell everybody just prepare for 1,000 pieces of candy and you'll be fine. And call me and I'll give you a parking stall and you'll park in that parking stall downtown and pop the trunk and pass out candy. And it's always a really good time. Lots of kids, lots of parents and grandkids. And it's fun to see all of them dressed up and it's a school night. So we want to make it something easy for parents and kids to go to. So that's going to be Halloween night. And so from 6 to 7:30, I believe. And then we're looking forward to the Veterans Day of Honor. And that's going to be here before we know it. That is November the 11th, which is Veterans Day this year. The holiday falls on a Saturday. And we're needing parade entries for that as well. You know, we have the Eyes of Freedom Military Memorial at the Civic Center will be on display. We're expecting a big crowd for that, and it's going to be a wonderful day of celebration on that Saturday with lots of events, and we'll talk about those as we get closer. But for now, just please consider being in the parade. So that could mean walking and carrying a banner. That could mean putting a trailer behind your truck. It could be a float. It could be a car. It could be in the back of a pickup truck. Just any outward display of our appreciation for our military. So that, again, the Saturday parade will be at 2 o'clock. And parade lasts about 30 minutes or less. And there's a full day of activities, and we'll continue to talk about those when we maybe after we get past Niwala,
sure.
Or maybe
yes.
After next yes. week. So that's it. If anybody has any questions or things that they want us to talk about when we get together on Tuesdays, I'm happy to listen to suggestions, so they can call our chamber office at 331-1890. And we'll get their events on the calendar and talk about whatever it is they want us to help spread the word about. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Get Independence is our Facebook page. So you can always go on there and find information. And then indkschamber.org is our website. And the events for Zulaween and Veterans Day of Honor are on our event tab. And the forms that you can fill out are on there. And then all of the flyers about things that we talk about on the radio are on there as well. Just scroll down to the bottom, and there they are.
Okay, some great stuff coming up on the way. And thank you once again
yes.
for that pennant. That's awesome. That's going to look great.
Find a place to
here.
Hang it up.
We will.
So happy Niwala.
Right now. So, yeah, we got lots coming up. Excited about Niwala. I know we got some remotes, I think, for the parades coming up, too. So it's going to be a good time.
It will be.
All righty. Looking forward to next week, too. So thank you so much, Lisa. And we'll talk with you and Generalissimo next week here.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And coming up next, we have an early bird edition of Open Line on the way. 45 degrees right now in Coffeyville.